study abroad. Join us as we catch up with foreign students in Slovenia.
Mondays at 11:30
on Radio SI.
My name is Sidra Aslam. I came from Pakistan and I'm 31st year old and I'm doing here my PhD.
When you first decided to come study here, were you afraid of anything? What were some of your concerns?
No, I was not afraid from anything, but actually the big challenge was me to stay here without knowing any language. So I faced this language issue barrier. And whenever I went to any store to buy some stuff, so all the products are in Slovenian language, so I found it very difficult. Otherwise, I like this country.
Have you found any tricks to overcome this language barrier?
Actually, my studies and my group members, everyone speak English, so that's why I managed here. So I always speak English here.
Well, what about in the stores? You mentioned that it's kind of hard to...
Yes, sometimes I use Google Translator and sometimes there are some workers and they know English, so I didn't find any difficulty like at high level.
So, you come from Pakistan. What can you maybe tell our listeners about your home country that maybe they don't know about, maybe they should?
Northern areas are very beautiful in Pakistan, so I will recommend to go there. And in Pakistan, more special thing is gathering. So we have family gathering, we have weddings, events, and I enjoyed it. And most special thing is food. So food is really special and I like Pakistani food.
Is this the thing you miss the most here?
Yeah, I missed food and family as well.
What are maybe some traditional dishes? What are they made of?
There are many traditional dishes, but Slovenian food is totally different from that. So first one is biryani, it's very traditional. And second one is a sweet dish, we can say it's kheer, so it's a traditional. It's like rice pudding.
What happens after you wrap up your studies?
I'm looking for a job and I will do some teaching job because I like teaching.
Are you considering staying here?
Yeah, it's different.
Okay, so it depends where you find the job then.
Yeah.
But Slovenia is an option then?
Yeah, Slovenia is an option, definitely.
Have you found any time to go around the country?
Yes, I visited Hungary for my research work, but even I didn't find any time to visit Slovenia around, so I couldn't visit too much.
The life of a PhD student?
Yeah, it's very difficult. You have to do a lot of work, and nothing in your life. You should leave your social life and friends and everything. Even you need to work during weekends as well. So it's really difficult. It's very challenging.
We'll take a short musical break and we'll be listening to
Dil Diyangalam by Atif Islam.
And who is this Atif Islam?
He's a famous singer from Pakistan and I like his songs.
दस लेना की नखरा दिखा के दिल दिया गल्ला करांगे नाल नाल बैठे अख नाल अख नू मिला के दिल दिया गल्ला
स्टडी अब्रॉड ऑन रेडियो SI.
So we're back today. We're talking to Sidra from Pakistan. You've been here a while now. What was your favorite thing about staying in Koper?
I like to walk around the sea.
Like the promenade?
Seaside. Yeah, seaside. Just walk for 30 minutes or 1 hour. I like this place. I like to sit here because it's really nice and quiet place. So,
what's your home city like?
My hometown is Fatehgarh. It's really near to capital city Islamabad. My hometown is not very big, it's like a town, but I like it. It's not very busy city as a capital city, but it's quiet and I like it.
How is life different here than it would be back home?
Yeah, life is, I think, totally different from Pakistan because I like to survive as independent here. So I think it's really very important.
Yeah, you grew up probably as a person, because back home, your parents would probably help you out with a lot of things. Here, you had to manage on your own.
No, I'm married, but my husband...
Oh, okay, sorry.
My husband will manage, but no, I like to be independent in this way. So I think it's really important for every woman.
Absolutely. Is he here in Koper with you? Or?
He's not here, so he's in Pakistan.
Then this must have been a very difficult 3 years for you guys.
Yeah, it's really difficult. My husband sacrificed a lot because I'm studying here due to his support, and so I'm very thankful to him because he's very important in my life, and without his support I cannot complete my studies. And I would like to thank to my parents as well because they supported me a lot and they sent me here for my PhD. And actually during my PhD I'd get married and then my husband supported me.
Are there any Pakistani words you'd maybe like to teach our listeners?
Yes, the most common word is GTK. I used this mostly, and my friends in Germany, they learned from me this word.
GTK?
Yeah, it means yes, it's okay.
So if, I don't know, somebody asks you, are you okay? You say GTK?
No, if somebody asks me to do something and I say okay, GTK. So it means okay, I will do. And yeah, so this is the most common word that we say.
Study abroad. Join us as we catch up with foreign students in Slovenia.
Mondays at 11:30
on Radio SI.